Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Bunge Limited, their board, decided to end a deal to acquire Corn Products International days after Corn Products Board pulled its support for the deal. Corn Products Board made its move following a 60% decline in the all-stock deal's value to $1.72 billion. Bunge had agreed to buy Corn Products as a way to become a major player in finished corn products, such as starches and sweeteners. Tyson Foods says that higher sales drove fiscal fourth quarter profit to $48 million from $32 million a year ago. Tyson had gains in its beef and pork units, but continued to struggle with its poultry and prepared food businesses. For the fiscal year, Tyson earned $86 million, or 24 cents a share, compared to $268 million, or 75 cents per share, a year ago. Sales rose to $26.86 billion from $25.73 billion a year earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 8,634, is down 236 points. The NASDAQ, 1575, off 41. The S&P 500 is at 892, and it's down 26.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5:53, down 10 on the open. March, 5:68, down 10 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:09, down 11 on the open. March, 5:30, down 10 and 3 quarters. May, 5:42, down 13 and a quarter on the open. December corn opened at 3:73, down 10 and a half on the open. March, 3:90, down 11 and a half. May, $4.50, down 13 and a quarter. July, 4:15, down 10 and a quarter. September, 4:20 and a half, down 15 and a half. December of 2009, 4:35, down 15 on the open. November beans open at 9:08, down 32 on the open. January, 9:17, down 31. March, 9:19, down 38 and a quarter. July, 9:33, down 42. November of 2009, 9:39, down 35 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 269, down 630 on the open. January, 270, down 690. December soybean oil opened at 33.65, down 173 on the open. January, 34.05, down 177. December live cattle opened at 92.25, down 40 on the open. November feeders opened at 98.80, down 20. December lean hogs opened at 54.80, down 20 on the open. And February bellies opened at 83.90, down 30 on the open. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, it's quite a wild morning anyhow, Dave, and it's rather crummy weather over here, spitting nasty rain and cold and windy and just not good weather to finish up harvest if you got a few acres left.
Yeah, and as a few acres, as I look at the NAS report for crop progress, Larry Wayne, and I begin to tally up just the five biggest states and try to figure out what's left out there, I come up with a number of over 2 billion acres that are still out in the fields.
Yeah, I think we were looking at 3.5 billion,
2 billion
bushels of corn
bushels,
left
yes.
out there is what they were talking about. So that there is some. North Dakota is only 23% done in there. Weather's even nastier than ours. You yeah. wouldn't think with the weather like that and that much left in the field, we'd be seeing the downward move we've got today. But, you know, the crude oil, the Dow, the gold, The dollar, all of them working against the outside markets and the economy, sort of sitting pretty heavy on the old grain markets today, Dave.
Traders ever going to come back and look at these numbers with a serious eye to what it might do to ending stocks by January?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing right now is we're just looking at this whole situation and how much demand destruction are we going to continue to do with the economy the way it is around the world? And that is the biggest problem and the biggest thing we're worrying about. And I think that that's the one question. We're getting close to what we would consider value coming in here today. I know a couple of the news wires today were saying that they were sellers for today and maybe tomorrow. But they were looking within the next week to have some targets as to where they wanted, they thought would be finding value in these markets. And I think as we approach the $3.50, $3.60 mark in the DC corn, we're getting down in the lower end of the range. And, you know, it's maybe going to be time to think of scaling into things in the next few days as far as some repurchasing.
I've been keeping an eye on the January soybean contract and the March corn contracts. And essentially what we're seeing here since the beginning of October, Wayne, is a trading range where the average price for the beans over the range is about $9. And then for corn and the March contract, about $4.12 or thereabouts. And as I look at the outside markets and also look at what fundamentals we have, I don't really see anything that would break you out of this sort of range maybe till the end of the year.
You're probably very, very true, Dave. I mean, and you want to buy the low end of the range and sell the top end of the range until we find some new news that comes along. And I think that's, you know, what's going on. And I think the outside markets are very heavy. We are very dependent on what the world economy is doing and how we're fitting into that whole world economy. You know, corn has been heavy for the simple fact of all the excess feed wheat out of the Black Sea region, and because of the cheaper freight rates, the cheaper rates coming there, that's going into a lot of, into Europe a lot cheaper than our corn is. You know, that South America has been able to beat our corn price because of our high barge freight going down the Illinois and Mississippi River to the Gulf. Where we're seeing it cost more in barge freight to get to the Gulf than it does in ocean freight to get to China. So those are some of the things that's been heavy and hard on our corn exports so far this year.
And not really a number that WASDE choose to take up on Monday.
That report was largely neutral. It didn't give us anything really to work on any new or different than what we had. A lot of the private firms actually think the carryout numbers could be a little higher than what the government said this last time. Some were a little bit surprised that they didn't increase the corn yield number a little bit. But you know, with as much corn's left in the field and the weather we have, I think they were being conservative and probably right along those lines.
So I guess the big question on a lot of producers' minds is store or sell? What do you think?
I'm sorry, Dave, we lost you there for a second.
To store the crop or sell the crop? What do you think?
Well, I think right in here, the farmers have been very tight sellers. I think it's worked quite well for them. And we would like to think that we're going to see a little bit of an economic recovery and improvement in basis as the farmers continue to be tight holders.
And on the futures side, do you think that March might find a home above 450?
Ooh, now you put a big number up there, the 450.
I
think we can shoot towards 450. Now, we're going to have to see crude oil go higher than where it's sitting now by a long shot to get us back over 450, because we do have to remain in a range there for where it's profitable to make ethanol, Dave, for our excess bushels. And 450 was probably the top of my trading range for right now without seeing a real move in crude.
And will crude make a move up? I noticed today it broke a long-term downward trend line under $59.
If you'd told us a couple months ago that we'd be looking just 50-some dollar crude oil today, we would have all laughed at you and thought you were ridiculous, Dave. But here we are. It says 59.10 on my screen this morning. So, you know, that is long-term trend lines. We think we'll be finding some support in the $50 bracket here. You know, I think mid-50s to mid-60s should be some fairly good support for the crude oil.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. And, yes, that isn't 2 billion acres. It's 2 billion bushels. I do know the difference. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. December wheat now trading at 5:52.5, down 10.5 in Kansas City at the board. December at 5:12, down 10. December corn, 3:66, down 17.5. November beans, 9:05, down 35. And December soybean meal, 2:67, down 8:30. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.